All right, Steve, here we are, last break of the day. Time for your closing remarks.
Shirley sent me something, and it got me to thinking. I'm going to share with you what she sent me, but I'm going to paraphrase it so it's more of how I talk, because sometimes I get a little stumbled up and it doesn't sound like me if I try to share directly with somebody what somebody sent me. So I just want to talk to you about it. I want to just talk to you about this life of abundance that we are all qualified for. I want to talk to you about the life of abundance that God really wants all of us to enjoy. If you're a righteous person, God will give you a life of abundance. I didn't say if you were a saved person, if you were a member of this denomination, if you go to this church, if this is your pastor, if this is your faith. I'm telling you that God has a life of abundance for you if you put your trust and your faith in Him. I'm just telling you, and you have to understand that God has equipped you to have this life of abundance. All of you have a gift that was given to you by God at birth. Everyone has one. Now, you may not know what it is, but you have it. But because you've been so bent, so determined to do something to please somebody else, your mother wants you to go to school and get a degree in this. Well, I told him I was going to come down here and get a degree in that, so now I'm going to go get a degree in that. Well, my father went to the army, so I'm going to the army. You know, there's nothing wrong with the army. There's nothing wrong with going to the army. But if that ain't really what you were created for, you finna waste a lot of time, man. You really, really are. Because God really did equip you for a life of abundance. When He created you, He had a mission in mind for you. He had a mission in mind for me. He gave you a gift. Your gift is that thing that you do the absolute best with the least amount of effort. If you identify that gift, there's your greatest chance. Now, here's the deal. When He prepared you for this life of abundance, and He gave you everything you needed to put on every day and go out and make your dreams and your life come true, if you become passionate about your gift, you can be on your way to making your life happening and your dreams come true. He gives you everything you need to wear to go out and fight it. But what we do is we suit up. We suit up. And we settle in. Well, I got this job now. Well, I don't know, I'm 4 years away from getting this another degree. I might as well go here. Well, I got a promotion now. I might as well stay on here. Well, I just already started investing in my 401k. So you suit up, but you settle in. And then, you know what you do? What we often do, and I did it myself for a while, we resign ourselves to living a mediocre life because we won't suit up and go out here and do what God wants us to do. So here's what I'm saying to you. If God done gave you all the scuba gear equipment you need, He done gave you the air tanks, the mask, the flippers, the nozzles, the hoses, or air supply, don't put all this stuff up on and then head to the bathtub. What you doing? You settling in. Head out to the ocean. Get out in that ocean of opportunity. Get out there in some of that deep water. Go out there where God has equipped you to go. He done suited you up. He gave you everything you need. But we want to go get in the bathtub where it's safe. Look, man, all of you have the gear to win, the gear to have an abundant life, the gear to be prosperous, the gear to be happy. You have the gear. You got to get out. You got to get out that bathtub and go out there in that ocean, out in that deep water, because out in the ocean is the opportunity. Ain't no opportunities in the bathtub. You got to go out there in that ocean of opportunity and experience all that God got for you. Some of it, you're going to get tested. You're going to feel like you're going down. You're going to get a sinking feeling, but you're going to be fine. You know why? Because you got to give. You have what it takes. You got the gear. It's up to you to jump in. If you don't ever jump in the ocean, you ain't going to really know if you can handle deep water or not. I got you scared of the deep water. I got sometime that deep water look rough out there. I know you've seen some people try to acquire fame and prosperity and happiness and go out on their own. And I know you've seen them out there sinking and the water look rough. So now you want to stay over here in the bathtub. Ain't no opportunities in the bathtub. All your opportunities out there in the ocean. Now, is there some sharks out there? Yeah. Some barracuda out there? Yeah. Yeah, yeah. Yeah, some whales out there? Yeah. Yeah, yeah. All that's out there. But what's to say you won't be one? Get out the bathtub with all this gear God done gave you and jump in that ocean out there and swim like you're supposed to. And swim around. You're going to get the life of your dreams, a life of abundance. That's all I got to say. Thank you very much. Hope you got it. Drop the doggone
Drop it,
mic.
Yeah. Why you still got it?
Thank you, sir. Thank you, man.
Why you still holding it?
Yeah. Great.
Say you ain't going to be one of them. Mm-hmm.
No, man. I ain't finna do that. Hey, y'all have a great weekend.
Tuesday, huh?
Yeah, I know.